We know not what we are. I know not what I am. I am not what I know. A thing and not a thing. A point and circles flow. Man must go beyond God. Where is my hiding place? Where there's nor I, nor thou. Where is my final goal, towards which I needs must press? Where there is nothing. Whither shall I journey now? Still farther on than God, into a wilderness. God in me, and I in him. God is the fire in me, and I in him the shine. Are we not with each other most inwardly entwined? Man is eternity. I am myself eternity when I leave time behind, and I conceive myself in God, and God in me. Love forces God. If it was not God's wish to raise me above God, I should compel him thus, by force of sheerest love. A Christian is God's son. I also am God's son. I'm sitting at his right, his spirit, flesh and blood, he can there recognize. The spiritual Mary. The virgin I must be, and bring God forth from me, should ever I be granted divine felicity. You must be nothing, will nothing. O man, as long as you are something, while you know, have, and cherish, you have not been delivered, believe me, of your burden. Time is eternity. Time is eternity, and eternity is time, just as long as you yourself don't make them different. Man hears the word within himself. Deny it how you will, the word of God is heard by him who sits within himself, even beyond time and space. The rose. The rose which here thou seest with thine outward eye hath blossomed in God from all eternity. God external to all creatures. Go where thou canst not go, see where thou seest not, hear where naught rings or sounds, then art thou near God brought. The silent prayer. God far exceeds all words that we can hear express. In silence he is heard, in silence worshipped best. The knower must become the known. In God is nothing known. He is undivided, one. That which one knows in him, one must oneself become. Without why. The rose does have no why. It blossoms without reason, forgetful of itself, oblivious to our vision. Love is above fear. The fear of God is good. Better it is to love, still better in his love to be raised far above. Sameness. The man who hath no fatherland, who walks a stranger everywhere, though he abide in hell, he'll find his darling country even there. To the Virgin Mary. O noble lady, speak, was it humility that chose you to conceive God, whose infinity? Or was it something else? For I would like to know how to be maiden, bride, God's mother here below. Divine contemplation. Who in this mortal life would see the light that is beyond all light, beholds it best by faring forth into the darkness of the night. God naught and all. God is a spirit, a fire, a being, and a flame. And yet again, he is not one of all these same. Mary. Maria has been called a throne and God's pavilion, an ark, a fort, a tower, house, well, tree, garden, mirror, a sea, a star, the moon, the morning light, a hill. How can she be all this? She is another world. The noblest prayer. The noblest prayer will a man so much transform that he becomes himself that which he does adore. God in all things, like unity in all numbers. Just as the unity is found in every single number, so God the One is everywhere in every single thing. More known, less understood. The more thou knowest God, the more thou wilt confess that what he truly is, thou knowest less and less. God is found in idleness. Who sits in utter idleness shall come much sooner to the goal than he who runneth after God with sweat of body and of soul. Everything is subject to love. Love is the Lord of all. Even the triunity hath been enthralled to love from all eternity. The highest good is love. What is the highest good? Much talk hath been hereof, and high debate. I swear the highest good is love. The nature of God. Love is God's nature. He can do naught else. Wouldst thou be God? Then likewise, love in every instance now. The shortest way to God. Pass through love's gate, if thou wouldst go the shortest way to God. Who takes the path of knowledge, long must tarry on the road. The world is a grain of sand. How come that in the world God never can be seen? The world is just a grain of sand, a prison for your eye. Friend, it is now enough. Wouldst thou read more, go hence. Become thyself the writing, and thyself the essence.